For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the Back Page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers, celebrating Christmas in July. 12 days of amazing deals on everything at Salomon Brothers. Check out SalomonBrothers.com. Hey, Bo.
Atlanta is officially on the clock with the this year's All-Star Game in Dallas or Fort Worth or wherever it was ending. We now look forward to 2025 when Truist Park will be hosting the All-Star Game.
What does that mean for you?
So, you know, I'm really not 100% sure yet because MLB takes the park over.
Right.
Oh.
So they could use the Truist Club as a premium spot for players or families or something like that.
But they're still going to want a bar and a bartender.
I would assume so, yeah.
You're on staff, so would they bring another guy in to do your job?
No, they wouldn't do that, I don't think. It'll still be our staff.
What if they did?
But they use some of our premium spaces for like a green room sometimes for concerts and stuff like that.
What if they replaced you? What's the commissioner's name?
Rob Manfred.
What if Rob Manfred was in Texas, right? And the bartender at their Truist Club there made him just the best dirty martini ever.
I don't think that's how it works.
Oh.
I don't either, but I'm just saying, like, that'd be like another dude sleeping in your bed.
Like, if he just
That's your bar.
That's your bar, right?
Correct. That's your domain. I've seen you run that bar before. That's your bar.
But we've already talked about it, though, Tara and I. And if they don't end up using our club as a club, then I'm just going to go to the game.
Okay.
So it's a win-win for me.
Okay, win-win.
But I do hope that I get that entire week's worth of income that we missed out on in 2021
because
when the All-Star game was supposed to be in.
Yeah. Because if you get to do that, no matter what they use it for, it's going to be a who's who.
Yeah. It's going to be
fun. It's going to be a tip fest.
Yeah.
A tip drill, if you will.
So we did have a crew in Dallas along with Bray CEO Derek Schiller. We had some guys from Delaware North, like our director of food and beverage and some other Sooty type people. So upon coming back, Derek Schiller was interviewed, and he did say that in the off season, in between this year and next year, they are going to expand the Chop House.
Oh.
The Chop House seating. They're also going to add a new premium space called the Bullpen, and I assume it's going to be right there down the first baseline, I think, from looking at pictures. It's going to be a new air-conditioned club available for A-list members and people that buy tickets into that area, and then the outside seats are going to have breathable mesh seats and more TV monitors.
Nice.
Okay.
For viewing.
Nice. So, just trying to help the sweaters out.
Truist Park is expanding.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Shout out to Derek. He gets it. my main issue with going to Braves games this time of year is, damn, it's hot.
It is kind of hot. I think to fix that, maybe we should have made a retractable roof stadium, but it's neither here nor there.
But the retractable roof stadiums tend to be open air. Like in Seattle, if it's 40 degrees outside and the roof's closed,
but
it's still 40 degrees outside.
If you're
outside.
In the shade, though, that's a good 10, 15 degrees.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I was at Minute Maid Park last weekend, and I don't know what was going on Thursday night. Their air was not working properly.
Damn.
Like, I was sitting there sweating, and it was fully closed.
And that's a closed-in?
It was.
Okay.
Something went wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I bet that was muggy.
Well, we never had – you're thinking about the opposite in Seattle. You never have to worry about it being too hot. It's too cold, really, there. Especially
that's kind of crazy. Of course, it's like that here in April and October.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We don't have to worry about October in Seattle.
Speaking of the All-Star game, so the CEO of Fanatics came out and spoke. Remember how everybody was complaining about the uniforms and everybody still complains about the uniforms? Then you have the ugliness of this year's All-Star uniforms. Well, Michael Rubin says the streets are listening.
I think in this particular case, Nike wanted to innovate the jersey and not everything worked the way they want it. By the way, we've had the same thing happen with us when not everything that we want to innovate works the way we want. The good thing is we listen to players. We listen to fans, and now we're going back to the bigger letters, the bigger numbers, the tailored pants, and fans are excited. So that's the great thing about sports fans. They're super passionate. When you do well, they're going to tell you did well. When you do poorly, they're going to speak loudly. And I like that.
Loud
that's what makes us a better company.
No, you don't.
You don't
like nobody talking about your stuff like that.
Yeah, now when you put garbage out there and everyone says it's garbage, you don't like that.
Because I know.
Yeah, you like the passion.
Like, if you, because, I mean, so you got to know. I don't know if you know or not, but I'm saying, you put this, when they brought that to you, those uniforms, like, oh yeah, that looks good. Like, you didn't, like, that's what I'm saying. When they do these things, they need to bring regular people in.
Yeah.
They need to bring in
regular people.
Regular, I'm talking about regular fans.
Yeah.
That would tell players. You the truth.
Or players.
Yeah. Or players.
Not a boardroom.
Not a boardroom.
Full of yes,
yes.
people.
Not do that.
Because we know why they do it every single year. It sells. If they just had team jerseys that guys wore, everybody already has Aaron Judge's Yankee jersey.
Yeah.
They want you to buy Aaron Judge's American
the
League
new one.
Pro Shop jersey, yeah. Which, by the way, this one right here, I guess that's like the real one. It's got like the real stitching. It's $190.
Ooh.
You can get this one for $70, but it's like replica.
Uh-huh.
But still, that's $70 they didn't have.
Dude, $190,
that's why they do it.
$190 might be on sale. I don't know if that's a Prime Day sale or something. Those authentic jerseys typically range up in the $250 range.
Really?
They are.
But that's why they do
expensive.
It.
Expensive. Yeah, now I want the jersey with the MLB logo moved down.
Because if they just listen to us, the All-Stars would wear their home jerseys in the All-Star game. The Falcons would wear the old school Falcons jerseys.
Yes.
Like, the fans know what looks good and what they want.
Yes.
But the teams want to make money. So, we're at odds.
So, y'all, we're talking about training camp starting next week, and you brought up bucket hats. Well, here is Alabama DB Malachi Moore talking about the difference between Nick Saban and Kalen DeBoer.
You know, Coach Saban, you know, he always had his straw hat at practice. He always wear the same thing. So, if it was hot, he always wear, like, his little khaki shorts, his little vest, and little shirt. So, you always kind of knew, like, who Coach Saban was based off his attire. But, like, Coach DeBoer, he has, like, a regular Alabama hat on, Alabama T-shirt and some shorts. So, like, the first couple of practices, he'll just be standing by me. I'd be like, oh, that's Coach DeBoer. Like, that's the head coach right there. Like, I didn't even know he was standing right there.
Maybe take a look at him. Get to know what he looks like.
Yeah, man. But he's absolutely correct. Because that was always the funniest thing when we were going to practice, when Nick was coaching us. And what the Dolphins facility is, like, he was on the second floor, and he had a staircase where he would walk down to the field. And my main man, Joy was the assistant's assistant equipment manager, right? Joy was number three. And Joy was the best ever. Joy, nicest person, everything. And Joy, no lie, would have to sit down there at the bottom of the step waiting for Nick with his hat and a piece of gum that's halfway unwrapped for Nick. And I will never, ever in my life. It was two things I'll never forget. One, because he had a lot of hats. The defensive line, they always would come out to practice on Saturdays, because we didn't have to wear helmets, with those hats on, Mike and Nick.
Okay.
And then one of the first time that this happened, I mean, first time that I practiced, they took the hat from Joey. They took Nick Saban's hat that he was going to wear to practice.
Ooh.
And was like the fear that Joey had running after Jason Taylor and him around the practice field.
Guys, I'm going to get fired.
I'm going to get fired if y'all don't give me this damn hat back.
Yeah, you guys can mess with him. I can't.
It was so damn. And Nick was hot.
Oh, I'm sure he was furious.
He was furious.
You know what a detail-oriented maniac you have to be to have someone half unwrap your gum?
Yes, at the bottom steps.
That's
at the bottom.
Wild.
At the bottom step, hat and gum.
He did. I do like the trademark like practice look though.
With
the straw hat and the
shirt with the vest on it with the shorts.
The pleated shorts.
Yep. The pleated. He's wearing tuxedo pants.
Tuxedo pants with a cuff.
Yeah. He's wearing tuxedo
pants. 100 degrees
outside.
Thought he
was damn clean. But yeah, I would never forget that day. I felt so bad for Joey.
Yeah.
Because Joey wasn't the most athletic person in the world.
Does anybody have like Kirby's got the visor?
Yes.
Like, who's got the most? Because the khakis left Ann Arbor.
Yes.
And Saban's gone from Tuscaloosa. Who's got, like, the most iconic college football coach fashion statement
now?
Is Kirby's visor?
There's a couple guys that wear the visor.
It might be, though. Kirby wears the old-school type visor, not the baseball hat type visor.
He's got the big Bill visor.
Oh, yeah.
That might be it.
Like, somebody's grandma.
Somebody's grandma at the
Deion sunglasses and the cowboy hat,
And the cowboy hat.
Yeah, and the chain. Okay, so Deion's got all the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to get back into that. I don't know who the next one is. What would yours be?
I'm a ball cap.
The ball cap?
Yeah, I'm a snapback cap guy. You know that.
Okay.
Yeah, snapback hat guy. I love visors. I wear visors all.
Yeah, you can pull a visor.
I wear it.
Not everybody can.
Yeah, I wear visors at the beach. That's it.
I think I'm getting there.
We're visor guy?
Not yet. But I think I'm inching closer to being a visor guy.
I'm going
to
go buy you one. I'll buy your first visor.
It would be my second visor.
You have some?
I had one.
Why don't you wear it?
Well, I had one
when I was
in high school.
Let's see if they got a UW visor on Amazon.
Awesome. Prime Day, baby. I'll wear that.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.